Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
And last week, we were looking at one of the second major featured movements that Relevant Magazine speaks of often in their magazine, and that is the New Apostolic Reformation Movement, otherwise known as the NAR, not to be confused with the NRA. That and progressive Christianity are two really different, though both heretical movements, that are featured often in this magazine, which we are going to look into particulars soon. This magazine, of course, is one of the magazines I'm examining in my series of one way to apostasy. That is, this is one of the ways to apostasy through Christian magazines, so-called Christian magazines. So we were looking at the New Apostolic Reformation last week. I shared a current event concerning Barack Obama and progressive Christianity, of which he is a leader, actually, believe it or not. Well, it's not that hard to believe, I suppose, since progressive Christianity is very liberal. maybe people didn't know that he's considered a leader in that particular movement, as they think of him as more of a secular leader. But now to look at the New Apostolic Reformation, I was looking at an excellent white paper report from the BereanResearch.org ministry. And we were looking at the six common traits and some of the common lingo that's used by adherents to this cultic movement. And we closed a number four on revival as one of the traits. And we're going to look now today at unity, one of the traits, beliefs, or common lingo of this movement. So let's just take a look at this. Very interesting stuff. Unity at the expense of biblical doctrine. And I would say always at the expense of biblical doctrine. Unity to these kind of folks is more important than anything. It's almost always used as both the how and the why in this movement. Unity for the sake of bringing heaven to earth is leading to the blurring of doctrinal and denominational lines, often bringing together well-known leaders of charismatic, reformed, word of faith, seeker, emergent, progressive, and Roman Catholic churches. And of course, I mentioned that before. It's interesting that progressive Christians on the left and the NAR, who politically go to the right and have infested and infiltrated many of the conservative politicians of our day, unfortunately. So, but this bears that out, this whole idea of unity. And it makes sense, actually, when you're going to help build the harlot church, when you're going to help build a false kingdom on earth, you've got to find a common ground. So anyway, moving on in the article, it says, and I just, my own comment was, nothing is said about coming out from among them. You know, the unity is so important, but we read, I think it's a Revelation, that we're exhorted to come out from among them, speaking of Mystery Babylon, the great harlot, and the one world government that's coming. False prophets, false teachers, false movements, we should come out from among them. We should test them by Scripture and move away, and move to truth, away from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Finally, NAR churches almost always abandon major tenets of Christian faith. And, of course, how often I find myself quoting the pastoral epistles in that regard. We look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And, of course, we've been in the last days for a long time, but I believe we're in the last of the last days, and that's why we're seeing such an incredible increase of false, seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, the next verse that is so fitting, to this to these comments from this article, I think, is that in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4, it says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." Doctrine is just not important, really. It's experience and mysticism and all these other things. And after their, although, you know, they will pick and choose certain scriptures to take out of context, as all cults and false movements do. "But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Now, the sixth trait that we want to look at from this white paper report, the NAR denies the sufficiency of Scripture. NAR adherents may believe in the inerrancy and the authority of the Bible, unlike social gospel type liberals who will deny the inerrancy and the authority of the Bible. They'll pick and choose what they want, what they like, and what they want to believe. But with the NAR adherents, they may believe in the inerrancy and the authority of the Bible, but God's breathed out word is just not enough for them. That is the sufficiency of Scripture. Jesus' sacrificial death for our sins is not good enough. The promise of eternal life in heaven is not good enough. So, I'm glancing at my notes, and just want to stay on track here. All right, so that's the common traits. We want to move now to the leaders, or at least some of the leaders of this movement. And the founder of the New Apostolic Reformation was church growth specialist C. Peter Wagner. Wagner served as professor of church growth at the Fuller Theological Seminary's School of World Mission until his retirement. Of course, Fuller, need I say more? need I say anything? But I've spoken so often about Fuller and all of the false movements because they rejected inerrancy. They have opened the door to many deceptions and false things, which, you know, I speak about from time to time in my podcast, so I won't go into detail here. I mentioned last week, I ran into C. Peter Wagner in Pasadena. When I lived in South Pasadena, I ran into him at a Toyota dealership in either South Pasadena or Pasadena, California. And, you know, I made the comment, I guess he needed a car. He didn't just levitate around like you might think some of these mystical characters would do. Anyway, I'm being facetious, but I did run into him. I didn't really say much of anything to him, but I recognized him. Until recently, he was the president of Global Harvest Ministries and was currently Chancellor Emeritus of the Wagner Leadership Institute. Actually, and prominent member of the International Council of Apostles, Chuck Pierce was his successor. I actually visited Harvest Rock Church's conference where he and others were speaking, and his Wagner Leadership Institute, I remember seeing it on one of the tables there, information about that. This is where Herbert W. Armstrong's cult used to meet, but Harvest Rock bought the property and brought their own particular heretical views to that particular geographical location in Pasadena. Now, and I've spoken about that in the past, the apostles and prophets and others that are entrenched in the NAR cult, and here they go, and I made the comment, there's so many false apostles, prophets, and teachers these days that you really need a scorecard, you know, like at a baseball game or something. But anyway, let's look at these. I've picked out some of the names that I'm most familiar with and some that you may or may not be. I'm not going to read them all. There's a ton of names here. Peter Wagner, Chuck Pierce, Bob Jones and Paul Kane, both of the Kansas City False Prophets group, Cindy Jacobs, Mike Bickle, the head of IHOP, who also was one of the Kansas City False Prophets, Rick Joyner, Bill Johnson of the Bethel Church in Redding, California, Todd Bentley, Lou Engle, who started The Call, who I mentioned last week, ministering supposedly to young people. Brian and Bobby Houston of Hillsong Church. Steve Schultz, I think he's the man who started the so-called Elijah List, where you can, you know, send in and get your, for a price, you can get your prophecies, you know, from these selected prophets there. Michael Brown, Rod Parsley, Bill Heyman, Dutch Sheets, James Goel, again, not mentioning all, just some, Jack Deere, I'm familiar with all of these names, Che On, the pastor of Harvest Rock, Jack Hayford, John Arnett, the guy that started the Toronto Blessing, which wasn't much of a blessing, Stacy Campbell, Patricia King, David Yonggai Cho, once the pastor of the largest church in the world in South Korea, where I visited. The last time I heard, he was in prison for financial improprieties. Don't quote me, but because he might be out now. But anyway, that's where he landed. Started a prison ministry, I guess. Excuse my wacky humor. Yes, from what I understand, he actually went to prison. Now, who else do we have here? David Barton, the historian, I believe it's the same David Barton. Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma Magazine, who we talked about in the past. George Barna, Lance Walnow, Lauren Cunningham, one of the heads of YWAM, Francis Frangipane, and I'm not going to mention any more of these other names, but I'm going to move to Lance Walnow since he is part of the current event that I wasn't able to share last week that I wanted to share with you about. again, need a scorecard to keep up with all this. I had received a message in my Facebook Messenger from a friend who had received it from a friend, and what we all received was a message, and I'm looking for it right now, from Lance Walnow. Now, if you don't know who he is, of course, one of the prominent leaders of this movement, but also he's one of the members of the Elijah List, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail about him. I just want to make a warning to you about the concerns of, again, the infestation of conservative politicians and what can happen. This message that he made, this video went out, and it may have gone viral. I don't know. I know that another Christian discernment ministry realized who he was, and they warned their people, and I warned people about who he was. And he was talking about Trump's meeting with several evangelical leaders, of which I'm sure many were true Christian evangelical leaders, and I'm sure of which some, maybe many, were not, because there were people like Lance Walnow. CBN, which is Pat Robertson's network, had an article about Lance Walnow. Now, you know, if you haven't figured out yet, Pat Robertson has made several false prophecies, unfortunately, in the past, and it's hard, you know, for people to handle that type of truth. You know, wait a minute, he's got this network and he's all over the place and he's doing a lot of good. Well, there's information you can get from the news and et cetera that might be helpful or what have you, but somebody mentioned to me about him. They said, well, I think God uses, you know, people like that or something. I said, well, I don't think he uses false prophets so much, you know. I don't think God would like to claim that. But anyway, I digress again. But there was an article from CBN, and I just mentioned Pat Robertson because of the fact that you see the connection here. I don't know that Robertson claims to be part of this particular NAR movement, but he has claimed to make prophecies that didn't come true in the past, which is not a good thing. So anyway, Lance Walnow had an article, Why Trump is God's Chaos Candidate and Wrecking Ball. And from what I understand, and I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but I think in the past, leading up to the 2016 presidential election, the article says, internationally recognized speaker and author Lance Walnow was one of several evangelical Christian leaders who believed against all odds that Donald Trump would be the 45th president of the United States. Hey, I voted for Trump, and I backed Trump in many, many things, and I'm not going to get real political here, but again, just because this guy backed him and just because this guy predicted, you know, that he was going to win. In fact, Walnow says God revealed to him, there's one of those, you know, God spoke to me moments, I guess, that Trump was like the Persian King Cyrus cited in the Bible. Cyrus decreed that the Jews living in captivity in ancient Babylon could return to Israel and rebuild their temple. And of course, I think God can use anybody. And I know that Trump, of course, is anti-globalist. He's pro-Israel. All good things. I think we should pray for our president. I don't know if he knows the Lord or not, but he's surrounded by some good Christians and some fake Christians. So we need to pray for him. But anyway, this was one of the claims to fame, I guess, to this Lance Wallnau, was God, you know, spoke to him, apparently, at least that's what he claims. But, you know, just to show you the credibility problem here, let me move to an article from the Pulpit and Pen website called False Teacher of the Day, number 4, Lance Wallnau, give you a little bit more information. Because, you know, we're talking about deception in the last days. That's what my program's about. I don't relish the thought of having to constantly talk about, well, actually, in a way, I do. but, you know, I know it ruffles feathers sometimes, but the love of God constrains me to warn people about false prophets, false teachers, and false healers, and everything else, that because the Bible, in many places, predicts Jesus, Paul, Peter, John, you know, we've been warned that in the last days these deceptions and deceivers would come, and they are. Anyway, from this article from pulpitandpen.org, says, continuing our False Teacher of the Day series, we bring to your attention another false teacher, Lance Wallnau. Wallnau has been thoroughly discredited as a false prophet. And again, I'm saying this too because you yourself, listener, may have gotten this Facebook Messenger message video from Lance Wallnau. And two of the people that I talked to, they didn't know. They didn't realize. And you know, he was talking about Christians meeting with Trump and it's all this good stuff. But what does that do for people when they hear this man thinking, oh, well, see, he's with Trump and he's with all these Christian leaders that met and this is an important message. We all need to get this out and pretty soon we can all go follow Lance Wallnau. I don't know if he claims to be a prophet or apostle or what exactly, but in this list from this white paper report, the apostles and prophets that I listed, which was only about half of them, these are apparently people who claim to be apostles and prophets, and Wallnau apparently had this prophetic, so-called, so he says, and has been thoroughly discredited as a false prophet here, according to this article. A key player in the new apostolic reformation, he is a driving force behind the Seven Mountain Mandate that seeks to take dominion over seven designated areas of culture, including religion, family, education, government, media, arts, and entertainment, and business. And where else, what better place to go than amongst politicians and presidents and, you know, kind of weaseling their way in so that they can help establish this power, this dominion, dominion theology, dominion over government and the culture, etc. Misdirected at best, okay? But anyway, Wallnau is a member of the right-wing New Apostolic Political Activist Group, the Oak Initiative. Wallnau, who makes a regular appearance on the Elijah List, a website dedicated to prophetic prattle for those with the disinclination to heed the warnings of Scripture against such foolishness, claims he has a word from the Lord for you regarding what the Lord is doing to reclaim the inheritance in your life and restore it to you, that which the enemy has sought to take, claiming that Donald Trump's presidency is walking us through the Cyrus prophecy of Isaiah 45, even as we speak. He discloses how the Lord spoke to his friend, Cindy Jacobs, another well-known false prophet, and divulged to her that the death angel had recently passed over the United States during the recent Passover. And you know, like I say, I believe God is using Trump in a lot of different ways. But I'm not telling you that because I'm claiming to be a prophet or that God told me to tell you that or, you know, this, that, or the other. But the attempt to use the Isaiah passage and this comparison, I don't have so much of a problem with that as I do people claiming that God told them that this is the case or what have you, okay? We need to pray for our president and support our president. But we need to realize that there are people who are deceivers that are operating like Lance Wallnau, of whom it was part of this current event I wanted you to hear about. He then goes on to, and this is Wallnau, to interpret signs of the times in fanciful ways, showing himself to be nothing more than a skirt chaser of the generation that Jesus speaks of in Matthew 16:4. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, But no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. So he left them and departed. And that's it. Signs and wonders and, you know, all this exciting emotionalism and mysticism and experientialism. And how about we stick with the Word of God? Okay. But anyway, interestingly enough, his list of followers continues to grow. It never ceases to amaze that people will eat this stuff up, yet are left wanting when it comes to a clear understanding of the gospel, Christ's sacrifice and atonement, and his righteousness that is imputed to those who would simply repent of their sin and believe on him. These false teachers continue to creep in, drawing people away from the truth of the gospel. God has revealed the purpose of his church, and it isn't to predict the future, reclaim the culture, or to chase pipe dreams from charlatans that claim to have some kind of esoteric knowledge they received outside of Scripture. No, it's to go out into the world and make disciples and to teach them to obey all of Jesus' commands found in Scripture. Matthew 28:19-20. Of course, that's the Great Commission. So this author is rebuking the NAR's attempts to create a different mandate than the Great Commission. And also, you find in the progressive Christianity, there's a mandate, their great mandate that they're trying to create to put on an equal place to the Great Commission, and that is the social gospel. You know, we're going to create this heaven on earth. Both of these groups are trying to create a kingdom on earth, even though one is coming from the left and one is coming from the right. And it's creepy to see these things taking place. But anyway, I thought that was a very relevant article for you all. Now, what the Bible says, and of course there's a great scripture that's quoted here, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Okay. Now, what you can do. First, pray. Then do your homework. If your church has any part of the six traits listed above, you'll want to humbly alert your leaders. We've included links below to many of the best research articles, and we'll keep this list updated. You know, that's the thing. You alert. When someone sent me the Facebook Messenger video of Lance Wallnau, I just happened to know all about, you know, the Elijah list and some things about. I knew enough that Lance Wallnau was not somebody you wanted to be listening to, and so I let that be known. I humbly alerted my friend, and then thankfully she told others and then passed it on. Helpful articles, and I'm only going to again mention a few of them. I only have time to mention a few, and I'll probably stick with some of the better known groups that I've researched personally. Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry, Soaking, Declaring, and Spinning into Delusion by Rick Becker. That's a new article. Identifying New Apostolic Reformation Churches in Your City by Holly Pivick. Okay. Oh, I'm going to stick with... Now, like I say, there are a ton of helpful... You know, go to this website and be benefited by all this. Bill Johnson, Claiming the Power to Heal Like Jesus Did, from Charisma Magazine. Bill Johnson, Jesus Culture and Bethel Church. Bill Johnson, Apologetics Index. Peter Wagner, Apologetics Index articles. Peter Wagner, Quotes and Notes by Sandy Simpson and Mike Oppenheimer. Dangers of the International House of Prayer, IHOP, by John Park. IHOP and the Latter Rain, from Heroscope. Is IHOP a Cult? One Intern's Story. And then Kansas City Prophets, Deception in the Church. That's Mike Oppenheimer's great apologetics ministry. I got the opportunity to meet him in Hawaii many years ago. So I just thought this was a great article to bring you up to speed if you didn't know more about this group, that you will be hearing a lot more about as we go through the pages of some of the past and more current issues of Relevant Magazine, which is bringing together, again, these two diverse, these two streams of diverse heretical left and right wing beliefs, and kind of amalgamating them together as part of these end time deceptions we're seeing. Okay, now, It looks like I have enough time to actually get my foot in the door and welcome you to Relevant Magazine. As I've said before, it's like a combination of two magazines that we've already looked at, Charisma and Sojourners. At least we talked about that in previous podcasts. Charisma is owned by Stephen Strang. And again, he was listed as one of the NAR leaders. And his son, Cameron Strang, includes, as I've said, you know, in his magazine Relevant, he includes Charisma type Charismania and Sojourners type Social Gospel Liberalism. Sojourners, of course, is Jim Wallace's magazine. The worst of both worlds is how I put it, and with both social gospel, socialism kingdom building, and NAR false apostle prophet kingdom building, you get both of these together by as well as I've mentioned before, word, faith, prosperity gospel, and many other false teachings you'll find between the pages, in the pages of this magazine. You know, Cameron Strang is encouraging two very strange bedfellows. One group of left-wing heretics and the other group of right-wing conservative heretics. And of course, yes, there are heretics who claim both sides of the political realm. And I've mentioned that before. Of course, don't have time. I'm running out of time. But we have seen that. But anyway, I will be examining various older and current issues of Relevant, as I did with Charisma and Sojourners Magazine. And so we're going to look at the third magazine in my One Way to Apostasy series. And since I have about a minute and a half left, we're not going to look at much. But I promise you, if the Lord doesn't return, we are going to look at Relevant Magazine next week. I've entitled this magazine, the Not-So-Biblically Relevant Magazine. So I'm going to end there. About a minute and 20 seconds left. We will look at Relevant Magazine. And just be warned that there are many different streams that are bringing this apostasy to us all, this end-time apostasy, I believe, that we're seeing. So God bless you all. I hope you'll join us next week. Thank you for being with us tonight. God bless you.